Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Daf Chaf Dalid. Today's daf is being studied. The Avinu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther wa Hashem Tenechan ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Madina bat Sarah. En narefan ala refuat nefesh urfuat aguf urfuata kerobal abo v'chen yehi rason v'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet. And we are starting seven lines from the bottom. We learned on yesterday's daf that there were three episodes in history that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, came down in order to protect the Tzaddik. Shekhinah came down in the Bet Din of Shem, what came to Yehuda, and Yehuda said, Tzadikah, and he said, she's right, and God came down and said, Mimeni, meaning I orchestrated this whole event is from me in order to bring out the Mashiach. The other case that we brought down was Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi said, let them testify that I did not take anything from anybody, and I never took a bribe, nor did I ask anybody for anybody. And it says, Vayomer, and he said, Ed. Yes, we testify. So it says, Vayomer, it should have been Vayomeru. It's talking about the Jewish people. So it must be that God came down and said, Ed, I'm a witness. So the Shekhinah came down again in order to protect the Tzaddik. Third case was Shlomo HaMelech, alav shalom, in his court. When the lady came in, the two ladies, they were fighting over the baby. So he said, we have to cut the baby in half. And then the mother, the real mother, came along and said, no, give it to the other lady. And Shlomo HaMelech ruled from there that must be that she is the real mother. So the bat call came out in the Betin and said, he immo, she is the mother. That's the way Shlomo HaMelech was justified. So now the Gemara says, all three stories, your proofs are not conclusive. Amar Rava, Mimai, who told you that you have Ra'ya? Dilma Yehuda kevan dehashiv yarchev yomeh. Probably Yehuda, could be he calculated how pregnant she was, to the month, to the day, the itrameh, and he calculated that's exactly the day that he was by Tamar, the hazinan mahzikinan, the lo hazinan lo mahzikinan. You don't have to suspect that maybe somebody else came that same day and also went with Tamar. Maybe he figured out logically. And therefore, what you don't see, you don't have to be mehazik. You don't have to suspect that something that's not in front of you. You go according to what you see. She's telling me she's exactly 3 days, 3 months pregnant, and that this day it happened, and all that. And he remembers, I was there on that exact day, 3 months ago, so you could assume that you were the guy. No, you have to suspect that maybe somebody else came. De lo hazina lo mehazikinan. What you don't see in a bedin, you don't have to mehazik. You don't mehazik. You can assume that you were the person. So you don't need a bat call to come down or a shekhinah to come down. Furthermore, Shmuel nameh kulehu Yisrael kari lehu belashon yehidi. All the Jewish people are referred to in a singular language. Dichtiv Yisrael noshah badonai. It doesn't say Yisrael nosha'u. It says Yisrael nosha'. And therefore when the Pasuk in Shemot says Vayomer Ed, and he said, means the entity of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael can also be referred to as a singular terminology. Like we just say over Yisrael nosha', Bashem, which is singular terminology. Similarly, Shemot lo shelomo nameh Mideha kam rahamta Vaha lo kam rahamta. Shelomo HaMelech also, he was able to judge it based on the logic, from the fact that she had rahamim on the child, and she did not have rahamim on the child. They were on such a high spiritual level that they were able to keep the tariyag mitzvot, mechot diktukehem, mechot peratehem, and they were able to handle it. But when it came to the later generations, the hakamim realized, or the nevi'im realized, you need to, again, give them small amount of principles, and if they focus on this, it'll bring them to the Shemirah of the rest of the mitzvot. So it says, Ba David ve'amidam ala hatesre. David HaMelech came and he established the 611 concepts. Dichtiv. It's a mizmor in Tehilim. This mizmor is actually the 15th mizmor in Tehilim. Mizmor le David. Hashem. Miyagur ba'olecha. Miyishkon ba'ar kochecha. Olech tamim. Po'el tzedek. Ve'dover emet. Ve'lbabo. לא רגל על לשונו, לא עשה לרעהו רעה, וחרפה לא נעשה על קרובו, נבזה בעיניו נמאס, ותראה השם יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר, כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם. גמרא כושר, הול פרק התהילים, which means, David HaMelech said, you follow Perek Tetvav and Tehilim from the beginning to the end, that's it, and you'll have the Torah. Now, look at the Rivan first. The Amidam al Achatesre. Shebetach ilayu tzadikim. Vayu yichkodim lekabel ol mitzvot harbe. The beginning there with tzadikim, they were able to receive the yoke of the mitzvot, all of them. Avadorot acharonim, lo ayu tzadikim kol kach. Vim baul lishmor kulan, en lecha adam shezocheh. They would not be able to keep all the mitzvot as primary principles. Ubadavid ve'amidam kedei sheyizku im yikeimu yud'alef mitzvot hallelu. Ve'ken kol sha'a dorot shel mata holkim ma'atim oto. We're going to see that as the generations descended, they just had to keep on making it smaller and smaller and smaller until the Gemara is going to say they had to bring it down to one principle. In any event, it's an amazing thing, which means originally in the early generations, there were 613 ikarim. Every mitzvah, the way they treated it as an ikar. But even many times it was 11. Now the question is, what are these 11 things in this chapter? So the Gemara is going to explain one by one. Mara begins, Holech Tamim. That's the first part of the chapter. Somebody that goes Tamim. He goes straight with Emunah and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Avraham. This is the way of Avraham. Dichtiv, Italech Lefanai, Veheyeh Tamim. Okay, the Tamimut of Avraham Abinu. Right, that's the, like we said, that's the inyan of the emunah. He does the mitzvot because he's commanded. He doesn't ask any questions, doesn't demand an explanation, even if he doesn't understand it. He's tamim, he does it. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elohecha. That's the first principle. Po'el tzedek. When you work, you have to work in tzedek, in an honest way. What is honest way? Kegon Abba Hedkiyahu. We learned in Masechet Ta'anit that Abba Hedkiyahu was the grandson of Honiyah Ma'agel. And he used to work in the fields. And one day the rabbis came to visit him, and he didn't want to interrupt his work to even tell the rabbanim, Shalom Aleichem. So for me, you see, because he was a worker for somebody, he didn't want to take away even a second of his employer's time, even to greet the achamim. So that's one of the principles of life. Po'el tzedek. You're a worker, you have to work with tzedek, akabah halkiyah. Ve'dover emet bilbabo. You have to speak truth even in your heart. Kegon Rav Safra. What's the story of Rav Safra? The Rivan reminds us of the famous story. B'she'iltot Rav Achai. V'achi yav ha'ovdad Rav Safra yalu hefetz echad demkor. He had an item to sell. Uba adam echad lefana b'shaya sh'aya korei kiriyat shema. Rav Safra was in the middle of reading kiriyat shema. And somebody came to buy the item. V'amado tell ya hefetz bekach bekach damim. I'll pay you such and such a price. V'lo anahu. He didn't answer him. B'pnei sh'aya korei kiriyat shema. He thought that he was bargaining with him, that he doesn't want to pay him, he doesn't want to take that, he wants a higher price. I'll give you more. After he finished the Shema, give me the first bid that you said. Because in my heart, already I committed to give it to you at that price. That's Dover Emet Bin Babos. That's another principle. Lo ragal al leshono. Lo ragal leshono. He did not want to speak lies. Lo ragal, like a sheker on his tongue. Who's that? Ze Yaakov Abinu. Yachtiv, like it says by Yaakov, when his mother told him to go steal the blessings from Esav, and he knew he had to go tell his father that he is indeed Esav. He didn't want to lie. He said, Ulayi musheni abi. If my father is going to feel me and he's going to realize that I'm not hairy like Esav, I'm going to be like somebody that's playing a joke on him.
And so you see, Yaakov Avinu was worried. So look at that. Ivan over here. The Ivan writes, "Lo ratza l'shaker mitechila." He did not want to lie. She'amar ulay yimusheni abi. Elan. Here's a very important line in the Ivan. She'imo hechrihato. His mother forced him to do such a thing. Ve'alpi hadibur, and it was done according to God's permission. Because she was a prophetess, and therefore she got a prophecy that he must do it. Dichtiv alai kelatcha beni, she says to Yaakov, if your father curses you, it's alai, it's on me. Umetargeminan, and the targum of those words, which is key, elai et amar benibua, it was said to me in a prophecy, delo yitun levataya alach beri, that the curse is not going to come onto you. So only after he heard that his mother received a prophecy, so then already he went. But you see what? Lo ragal al leshono.
Lecture mode on.
So comes the Gemara and continues. Lo asa lir'ehu ra'a. He did not do anything bad to his friend. Shelo yarad leumanut havero. That person should not go into the umanut, to the business of his friend. Which means there's certain rules when it comes to, competition. That he shouldn't open up a store next to somebody else where he's selling the same goods. Now, there's certain times it's permissible, sometimes it's called a rasha. So therefore, even though Me'ikar HaDin would be permissible to open up a store selling the same goods in certain cases, Midat Hasidut, better not to do that, to take away somebody else's parnasa. So that's what it's saying over here, that what? Lo asal li'ehu ra'a. He does not do his friend bad, meaning he doesn't come and encroach on his business and take away from what he was there first. Shlo yered l'umanut haviro v'hirpa. And he does not bring shame to his relatives. That's somebody that brings his relatives close to him. What does that mean, he brings his relatives close to him? So the Mefarshim explain that he gives them rebuke for the sins that they commit, and therefore saving himself from the embarrassment of his relatives. If relatives commit avonot, he gets embarrassed. Look what they're doing. So therefore, in a nice way, he goes and gives Musar to them in order to bring them back, in order to save himself and even them from Musha. That's a mekarev et kirovav. He brings his relatives close to him. Nibze be'enav nim'as. The one that is nim'as ta kadosh baruchu, the one that God despises, the tzaddik also despises. Which means, nibze be'enav, it's bazui to the tzaddik. Who's bazui to the tzaddik? The nimas, the one that's nimas, the one that is despised to God. Who is that? Zeh Hezkiyahu HaMelech. That's referring to Hezkiyah. Hezkiyah HaMelech Yehuda, his father was Ahaz. Ahaz was a rasha. He worshipped all the Avodah Zarah. Ahaz was a king. After Ahaz died, what did Hezkiyah do? Shegirer atzamot abi b'mitah shel habalim. He took the bones of his father and he put him on a mitash habalim, a bed of ropes, which is for commoners, and he dragged them. And he dragged them in the street, babusha. Normally a king at his funeral, the procession, they put him on a golden bed and they give him a great kavod. Here, he disgraced him at the time of his funeral. How was he able to do that? Because since he was nim'as, or nivzeh in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he wanted to also show his nim'as in his eyes as well. What about the mitzvah of kibud av? So this was over here for kapara. He wanted to embarrass him on purpose, so this busha will serve as a kapara for his father. Look at the Ibam. Nibzeh be'anav nim'as. Ha'nim'as, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nibzehu be'anav shel adam, zeh hezkiyah, shenibzeh haya be'anav abiv shenim'as, ba'avodat kuchavim, shigurim etash habadim, gebarai, velo kera. Okay, it's a tradition. V'tirei Hashem yichabed. And the tzaddik, Yirei Hashem, he respects the Yirei Hashem. Those that fear God, the Tamid HaChamim, yichabed. Zeh Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. Shebesha'a sheyaru et Tamid HaCham, when Yehoshafat would see a Tamid HaCham, haya omed mekis'o, umhabbeko, umneshiko. He would get out of his, get up, he's a king. He would get up from his chair, and he would hug the Tamid HaChamim, and he would kiss him, v'korelo, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mori, Mori. And he would call him my rabbi. So that's already the kavod of a king. that gives the Talmidei Chachamim. Nishba le'ara ve'lo yamir. He makes a shivua and he does not go against his word. Rabbi Yohanan. What's the case of Rabbi Yohanan? The Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Ehe b'ta'anid ad she'abo le'beti. The story of Rabbi Yohanan that said, I am going to be in a ta'anit until I come home. And he kept his word and he did not eat until he came home, even though the nedir was not hal, which means he was invited to eat by the Rish Geduta and he didn't trust the kashrut for whatever reason. So he said, it was in the middle of the day, he said, Ehe b'ta'anit, I am going to be in a ta'anit until for today. Now normally he cannot accept the fast only the day before sunset. He accepted the ta'anit in the middle of the day. He did not have to fulfill his word, because again, the ta'anit is really not hal. But since he said it came out of his mouth, even though halakhically it was not binding, he made a shivu'a v'lo yamir. He did not go against it, even though halakhically it was not hal. Comes the Gemara and continues, kaspo lo natan b'neshech. He did not give out his money with interest. Afidu b'ribit ovet kochavim, even to a goy. Wow, even though the Torah allows you to take interest to a goy. Why? So the Shi'is Rivan says, kedei shelo yimshok v'yavo l'alvot yiseh b'ribit. Because once already get in the habit of taking interest from goyim, so that will get into the habit of taking interest from Jewish people as well. Ve'shochad anaki lo lakach. And he does not take shochad, bribery, in a clean way even. Even when it's not even bribery, he doesn't take it. Who's that? Kegon Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yoseh. What's the story of Bishmael, Rabbi Yoseh? Shaya ariso mevilo mishelo kodim zimano. V'ratza likach, kedeh liyot lo dayan. One time, the Rabbi Yishmael had a sharecropper, and he would bring him his products every Friday. One time, the sharecropper bought the goods on Thursday. So he told him, why are you here early? He says, no. I came anyway to town, because I need to have a court case. I need a judgment today. So first of all, he gave him his item, and he said, I want you to be my judge. I cannot be the judge. Even though he brought him his own goods, and even though he brought them before he told him about the court case. Which means he didn't tell me he needs him as a judge first, and he's giving him something that belongs to him. Doesn't matter. He didn't accept shor al naki. Even though this is clean, he was allowed to take it. He did not want to take it over there. And now didn't he take it, but he was posel himself from being a judge. Okay. The shochad al naki, even from Adam naki, that did not have intention to bribe him. Okay, that's it. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Also, these are all the 11. These are the principles of David HaMelech. You live by these principles, you're good. You live by this principle, the whole Torah will come easy to you. So now the Gemara says, Ose ele, lo yimot le'olam. You do all these items, lo yimot le'olam. You won't fall le'olam abba. You'll be good. Kishaya Rabbi Rabban Gamliel Magiel Mikra Zeh. Rabban Gamliel used to get to this pasuk in the Tehillim. Haya buche. He would cry. Amar. Man David hu lekulihu, hu de lo yimot, ha chadam enayu yimot. Only somebody that doesn't do, that follows all of these, he will not fall. But if a person only does one of them, he will fall. Which means, Bhagavad says, the bar is very high. Ose eles mashma, you have to do all of them, shelo yimot. And if you do one, yimot. Amru leh, I said, no, don't worry, Rabbi. Mi ketiv ose kol ele? Doesn't say in the pasuk, ose kol ele? Ose ele ketiv. Afilu b'chad aminayu. Even if you do one of them, it can protect you. Di'il otema achi, because if you're not going to say that, ketiv kera acharina. We have another pasuk that's written by the arayot. It says, after the list of all the different isurim, all the arayot, it says, al tetameu b'chol ele. Do not mitameh yourself with all these arayot. So Gemara says, "Hatam nameh hanugeh bechol ele hu de mitameh bechadam enayu lo." Well, only a guy that's mitameh does all the arayot, he becomes tameh. But if a guy that does one out of them, he doesn't become tameh. It means even one of them you're going to become tameh. So just like on the bad side, so too, in one on the good side, even lo yimot can save a person from falling. That was David. And then you have the next time after David, what's the next letter in the mnemonic? You see, that's you have a problem. The man doesn't go. You need the need Yeshaya. So the sheen makes more sense for Yeshaya. Ba Yeshaya, ve'amidam al shish. Came Yeshaya and he capitulated to six. Tiktiv, holech sedakot ve'dover mesharim moes. Let's read it the right way. Bebetza ma'ashakot no'er kapav metemoch bashochat otem ozno meshemo adamin ve'osem enav mirot bera. So we're going to explain each one over here. Holech sedakot, he walks in a righteous way. Ze Avraham Avinu dichtiv ki yedativ ve'ma'al asher yitzaveh. Which means, next to the quote means that a person raises his children. That's Hinuch Yeladim. Because you see, Avraham Avinu, besides the fact that he himself was very pious, but what did he do? He went, he taught all his piety and all his musar and all his teachings to his children. God says, Ki Yedativ, I love him. Why do I love him? Deman Asher Yitzaveh, Et Banav, Et Bene Banav, Harab, Deman Lasot Sadakah Mishpat. So you see that by the teaching of the children, that's considered a principle of life. Not only that, the Gemara says, "Vedover misharim," he speaks straight. Ze she'enu maknif pene havero barabim. He doesn't needle his friend or embarrass his friend barabim. Even if his friend is making an avera, even if his friend is doing something wrong and you have to go rebuke him, dover misharim. He does it in a proper way. That's what it means. We don't have a rivan over here. Continue. Moes bebesa ma'ashakot. He's moes bebesa. He hates besa. He doesn't like to take things that are even look like besa and stealing. Besa is money. He doesn't want to take money ma'ashakot that looks like oshek, that looks like theft. Kegon Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. Famous story of Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. What was the story? Ivan says, "Shelo ratzal itol la'atzmo reshit hagez shevilo adam echad shelo ladun nefan shebal ladun nefanav af agav dehava kohen Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha mishum dedami kidu oshko lekohen shayar agil ze litno lo paterotav." Guy came for a court case to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was a kohen. The kohen gets the first shearings, reshit hagez. So he brought him reshit hagez. So Rabbi Yishmael says, "I don't understand. I'm the closest kohen. Where do you come from?" "I come from a far off city." "Far off city? You came to me? You don't have any kohen closer to me?" "So the truth is, I usually give it to another kohen, but I had to come anyway into town to have a court case. So I figured I'm coming to you anyway. So let me give you the sheet of giz, and then we'll have the case." "So first of all, I'm not taking I'm not judging you. And not only that, I'm not taking the sheet of giz, because since you're used to giving the sheet of giz to another kohen, I don't want to halt him encroach on his, even though he's allowed to take it. There's no din, you have to give it to the same coin each time." So that's what it means. His hands are clean from gezel, even on things that are not really gezel. Like Rabbi Ishmael. Continue the Gemara. No'er kapav mitemok beshohad. He shakes his hand from accepting briberies. Kegon. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yosef. Okay, what's the story of Rabbi Ishmael? That's the story that we had. That was with the sharecropper. Otem ozno neshemo adamim. He closes his ears from hearing something damim. We have to see what that means. Telo shama bezilluta detzurba merabbanan veshatik. He doesn't hear somebody embarrassing a tamid hacham and keep quiet. So the way you learn the pasuk is, Otem ozno meshemawa, he doesn't close his ears from listening. Somebody embarrassed a tamid hacham, damim is melashon veyidom, and be quiet, which means he reacts when somebody mevazet tamid hacham. He goes back, he screams at him. Look at the Rambam on the bottom. Ozno hatuma ustuma bedavar ze shelo yishma ba devar genai, which means he closes his ears from hearing something genai against the Talmidei Chachamim v'shotek v'anu damim. It means he doesn't. And he doesn't close his ears when somebody's embarrassed and say, oh, I don't want to get involved. I didn't hear that. You know what? I'm going to walk away. Don't get involved. No. He doesn't close his ears. When he hears somebody embarrassed, he doesn't close his ears from screaming back, from being shotek, from being quiet. Who's that like? Kegon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. We learned that in Masechet, Baba Metziah, if you remember. You remember Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he told his wife after he dies to put him in the attic. They didn't bury him. Right. And every day she would go up there, she would see he was perfect. His body did not decay. All of a sudden, one time, she went upstairs, she saw like a worm was coming out of his ear. So she got nervous that maybe he's starting to decay. So he talked. He said, you don't have to worry. He was dead. Then he spoke to her. He said, you don't have to worry. It's only because one time I was in front of a Tamid Hakam and they embarrassed him. And I didn't rebuke him. So therefore, because I heard the busha of a Tamid Hakam, so that's the worm is coming into my ear to make a tikkun. Look at the Ivan, second column. He came to his wife in a dream, actually. Because I heard the ziluta of a Tamid Hakam, like I should have. So you see what? He must be very makpid on this. Because it only happened once. Exactly. God only is makpid on the person if the person himself is makpid. So the fact that he punished him must be that this was something that he was careful on, if because he slipped up once, already he was worthy of a punishment. What the principle is, to close your eyes from seeing bad. Kedrebi Haya bar Abba. Tamar of Haya bar Abba. Ze she'eru mistakil benashim. Bishash shomdot ala kevisa. This is talking about that he doesn't look at the woman when they're doing the laundry. The olden days used to do the laundry by the river. And the ladies used to have to lift up their dress a little. So you would see their ankles, you would see their bare feet. So a person should not look at that over there when he's walking. Now, of course, the Gemara says in another place, the only option is to close your eyes. Otsim is nav. What are you doing in the first place? The Gemara says, you're right. If you had another way to walk, and you walked there with your eyes closed, you were rasha. What are you putting yourself in a test for? You shouldn't take the alternate route. It's only talking about where there was no alternate route. So you have no choice to go that way. Okay, so instead of looking at the ladies at the laundry, so then you have no choice but to close your eyes. Uchtiv, and what does it say if a person does all these things? Hu mirumim yishkon. You do this? Hu mirumim yishkon. You will rest in the mirumim, in the highest places. Ba micha. Came the prophet micha, ve'amidan al shalosh. And he established it, three principles. Dichtiv, higid lecha adam matov. ומה השם דורש ממך כי מעשות משפט ואהבת חסד והסנה הלכת עם אלוהיך. That he gave three principles over here. Principle number one is עשות משפט. Principle number two is אהבת חסד. And principle number three, which is the most important, זה הסנה הלכת עם אלוהיך. עשות משפט זה הדין. It's the laws, keep the Torah. אהבת חסד זה גמילות חסדים. Not enough to do חסד, but it's אהבת חסד. You have to love to do the chesed. But then, batznei alechet. All your actions have to be done in a modest way. What specifically? Since batznei alechet. Things that are done in the lechet, in a going way. Ze hotzaat tamet v'achnasat kala. That's referring to a funeral and lehavdil, a wedding. These things should be done. It says the word lechet in these things. Because the pasuk says in Kohelet, tov lalechet el bet evel. Melechet el bet hamishneh. So it says the word lechet. So that's neya lechet. On the things that say lechet. What are the things that say lechet? So the wedding should be done mitzna'ah. When you bring a bride into the kuhupa, it should be done in a modest fashion. It should not be done too open. And also, of course, a funeral should be done also in such a way. So the Gemara says, V'halo devarim kamahomet. Uma devarim. She'en darcham lasot mitzna'ah. These items are not usually done b'tzirah. A wedding is a public event. A funeral is a public event. And still, amratu ravas ne'alechet. And still, Torah says, even in your public events, you have to add a certain anyan of tzidut to them. Devarim shudar kam na'asot b'tzirah la'at kama v'kama. Certainly things that are normally done b'tzirah, certainly they have to be done b'tzirah. If the Torah is telling you the public thing, certainly the private thing should remain b'tzirah. And of course, the musar on this pasuk is not only the Torah is telling you you have to keep the mitzvot, that's for sure. And not only the Torah is telling you you have to do chesed, but then the most important part of it is what? Hatznei alechet. Don't talk about it. Which means part of sini'ut is not only not to expose your flesh or the parts of your body that's supposed to be covered, but don't expose yourself. Don't expose your deeds. You do something, the Kadosh Baruch Hu likes it when you keep it to yourself. Where you don't talk about it, where you don't mention it to anybody, where it's done between you and God. But once a person finds a need that he has to broadcast all his good deeds, so then you're not the Shem Shemaim anymore. You did it so you can to inflate your ego. You did it in order that you can promote yourself. So therefore, the Navi is telling you the key is after you do a great deed, to forget about it. Put the mitzvah in the vault, lock the vault, throw away the key. That's it, you banked it. You don't remember it until you get to, oh, in any event, the Gemara says, "Came Yeshaya, Hazar Yeshaya, Ve'amidam al Shtayim." Okay, Yeshaya came. It's down to two laws. Shneimar ko Amar Hashem Shemru Mishpat, Nasu Sadaka. That's it. Keep the laws, give charity, do Hesed. That's the main thing. And then Ba'Amos, Ve'amidam al Achat. Came the Prophet Amos. One. Shneimar ko Amar Hashem Lebet Israel. Dershuni, Yehiyu. Seek me and you will live. Now, seek me sounds like one item, but the Gemara says no. It can be one item that's really a big item. Why? But Kif Larav Na'aman Bri Yitzhak, Emma Dershuni Bekola Torah Kula. Yeah, seek me by keeping the whole Torah. So that's not a one item anymore. Could be he was saying to keep the 613. That's harder. Ela Ba Habakuk, Ve'amidam Alahat. Came Habakuk. And this is where we're holding today by Habakkuk already, that he took the whole Torah and said, our entry into the Torah is based on one principle, which if we fulfill that principle strong and good, then that'll take us into the rest of the Torah. And what is that? That the mitzvah of our generation is what? The mitzvah of emunah. That's the main item that you have to work on. If you work on emunah, that's it. You live, meaning through emunah, you'll be able to go through all the other difficulties of life. And after Habakkuk, nobody else came. And that's what we're holding by. So therefore, it seems that even in our generation, we're holding by tzaddik b'munato yihyeh, the main item that we have to keep on working on and re-emphasizing and redoubling our efforts is what? To work on the emunah. When a Jew has good emunah, already the other mitzvot will come naturally, they'll come by themselves. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Hanina. Oh, now there's a question over here. There's a question that could be asked over here. David HaMelech said there's 11 principles. Rabban Gamliel read the Pasuk. He says, my gosh, Oseh Ele Lo Yimot, you got to do all of them? She Lo Yimot. No. All you got to do is one of them, and you're okay. So if David HaMelech is saying one, then the next prophet came along and said, no, you only got to do six. He's more ma'amid than David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech said, even one you'll be okay, lo yimut. And you're telling me that each one got less. Went from 11, then you went to what? You went to six, then you went to two, and then you went to one. What are you talking? David HaMelech was one already. Explanation is no. All he meant to say is, you need all 11 to get close to Hashem. But lo yimota for punishment and for olam haba, even if you do one, you're okay. But not to say you don't need 11. To get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Tariyak, but so on. No 11. But don't worry, if you did one of them already, lo yimota, it'll save you for your punishment for olam haba. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef Hanina, Arba Gezerot Gazar Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu decreed 4 decrees on the Jewish people. Ba'u arba'a nevi'im u'betelum. The 4 prophets came and they nullified it because it would have been too tough. Moshe Amar, Moshe said, "Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov." He came along and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, the Jewish people will sit betach badad. They will sit betach, comfortably, protected and secure. Why? Ein Yaakov. Because they follow the ways of Yaakov Abinu. Oh, so he was putting the standard very high. That as long as the Jewish people will act like Yaakov Abinu, then they'll be betach badad. Then they'll be okay.
Ba'amos u'betela.
Amos came along and was bevatel. He said, hey, that's too high. If you're going to put the standard Yaakov Abinu, nobody's going to be able to do that. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, Hada, let's read the Pasuk correctly. Pasuk says, Hadalna mi yakum Yaakov ki katonu. What does the Pasuk mean? Look at the Rivan. Hadalna ota beraka shemar Moshe. Stop it. V'yishkon yisef bet abadad en Yaakov kolomar. Ematay yishkon yisef bet abadad kishu shetkim ken Yaakov. Mi yakum Yaakov. He said, who can be like Yaakov? Mi yukal yot hasid ki Yaakov. Ki katonu. Ketanim hem atuvim shu tzadikim ki Yaakov. They're too small, the tzadikim, to be like Yaakov was so great. So therefore, he got rid of that condition. That the Jewish people can have security and they can have protection, even if they don't act like Yaakov Avinu. Okay, what else? Uchtiv, another pasuk says, Nicham Hashem al zot. Okay, what's that pasuk? Nicham Hashem al zot. Let's read the whole thing. Lo tiye, gami lo tiye amar Hashem. Moshe amar ubaguim ahem. I'm sorry, uchtiv. Continuing, it's continuing. And it says, Nicham Hashem al zot. God accepted the prophet Amos, that he mizmevatel it, and Niham, God forgot about what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So you see, the prophet was able to mevatel the gezerah of Moshe. Just because the prophet said it doesn't mean God accepted it. So from the fact that Pasuk says Niham Hashem Azot, God regretted it, and therefore the prophet now was able to protect us. Moshe Amar, new one. Ubaguhim Ahem Lo Targiya. The Jewish people go into Galut, and they go to the Galut, Lo Targiya. They're not going to have any peace. No targiya. They're not going to have any menuha in the galut. Bayir miyava amar haloch lahargi'o Yisrael. They're going to go into galut lahargi'o. But there'll be times that there'll be menuha even when the Jewish people are in galut. Moshe amar poken avon abot al banim. Moshe Rabbeinu said that the avon of the fathers are punished through the children. However, by Yaskel ubetela. Yaskel said that's too strict. And he came along and said, Hanefesh achotat hitamut. The one that sins, he dies. No more you can have children dying for the sins of the father. Moshe Amar, Moshe said, Va'abedetem b'goyim. The Jewish people are going to be lost, but into the goyim. Sounds like they're going to go into the galut, they're going to be lost. Ba'yishaya v'amar, Ba'ya b'yom ahu, Yitaka b'shofar gadol, Uba'u ha'ovedim. And those that were lost to galut are going to emerge. So we're not going to get lost. We're going to be found. Amar Rav, Mistafina mehaikira. Rav said, I was very scared when I used to read this pasuk. What pasuk? Va'abedetem b'guyim. That scared me, he said, that we're going to get lost in the guyim. Matkif la rapapa. What are you scared from? Rapapa said, Dilma ka'abeda mitpakeshet. It's like a lost object. A lost object is not always lost. It's lost till somebody finds it. If it says you're going to be lost until somebody finds it, tichtiv ta'iti kese oved b'kesh avdecha. Ta'iti kese oved, like a seh that was lost. But what happens? Somebody finds the seh, and then everything's good again. So you don't have to cry for this pasuk. Ela mesefa dikra. You know why he was scared? He was scared from the end of the pasuk. What was the end of the pasuk? This is Rav. Ve'achela etchem eres oyivchem. And the land of your enemies is going to devour you. It's going to eat you up. So he was scared from that. But Kifla Morozutramu, what are you scared of? Dilma kachilat kishu'in v'dilu'in. Maybe the exile is going to eat us like somebody that eats kishu'in v'dilu'in. It's that gourd. Cucumbers and gourd. What do you mean, cucumbers and gourd? Cucumbers and gourd are very big. Nobody can eat the whole thing. So you take a bite, no leftovers. So therefore they're going to eat us up, but they're not going to be able to destroy us. It's like the eating of cucumbers and gourd. Look at the Rivan. She'ochlim miksatan, or miksatan enochlim. You can't eat the whole thing. Right? Miksatan, ochlim, miksatan, you leave over. What does the Ben Gershom say?
I'm saying that,
that
is a
Ben Gershom. Ah, you're right. Okay. Except. Oh, now the Gemara goes into the story. כבר היה רבן גמליאל ורבי אלעזר בן עזריה ורבי יהושע ורבי עקיבא מהלכים בדרך. The rabbis are walking on the road. ושמעו כל המונה של רומי. They heard כל המונה, they heard the legions of the Roman Empire. מפלטה ברחוק 120 מיל. They heard it 120 מיל away from where they were. And she says, Rabbeinu Gershom, Mepaltiro, Bayit Shel Romi, from the Roman palace, they heard already the army was so strong, 120 mil away. 120 mil is a long distance. How much is 120 mil in distance?
100 miles.
100 miles. Okay. So when they heard the Romans coming, so they started to cry. Rabbi Akiva misachek. Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Amru lo mepnei ma'ata misachek. So they told him, what are you laughing? Amar lahem v'atem, pnei ma'atem bochim. So he answers a question with a question. He says, and you, why are you crying? Amru lo halalu chushiyim shemishtahavim la'atzabim. ומקטרים לעבודת כוכבים, יושבים בטע והשקט, ואנו בית אדום, רגלי אלוהינו, שרוף באש, ולא נבכה. These goyim, they're rebellious against God, they bow to the עבודה זרה, and they bring the קטורת to the עבודה זרה, and they're sitting comfortably with their armies, and they have protection. And we who serve Hashem, we already have our destruction of our temple, that was destroyed in fire, and we shouldn't cry. So the Gemara says, look at the Gemara's answer. Rabbi Akiva says, Amar lahem, very good. Precisely, lekach ani misachek. This is why I am laughing. Uma le'avro retzono kach, le'oseh retzono al achat kama v'kama. If that's what God does to the ones that rebel against Him, He gives them such reward. Could you imagine the ones that are say this or no? The ones that fulfill His will? Could you imagine the reward that's destined? Wow. So the greatness of Rabbi Akiva is he was the ultimate optimist. Rabbi Akiva was able to see the silver lining in every situation in life. This story over here is a very important story to explain to us how Rabbi Akiva was able to survive the death of his 24,000 students. How was he able to go on after he saw Hurban of the whole yeshiva? And now all his work and all his plans and everything, and that was destroyed. But he picked himself up, Rabbi Akiva, and he went, and he said, if I taught Torah in my younger years, I have to teach Torah in my older years. And he took five students, and from those five students, he taught them the whole Torah. We have Torah today from those five students of Rabbi Akiva. Where does he get the strength? This story indicates what the strength of Rabbi Akiva was. No matter what happened in the world, Rabbi Akiva was always able to see the good. He was always to put a positive light, and as a result, he was able to move on. But those people, the Rabbi Akiva's greatness, he was able to see the good and bad. And some people, unfortunately, they have an uncanny ability to see the bad even in good. That they complain if they go to a hotel. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful place. And right away they're complaining. Oh, look at the room, and look at the view, and look at the food, and all that. Here you look at the reverse. Such people like this, they won't be happy in life. But the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, he already trained himself from before that he was able to go through life with the inyan of acceptance, and I was seeing the hand of God in everything. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down once that there was a fellow that was walking in the street and with a student, and there was a dead carcass on the ground of a dog, and the student said, what a smelly dog. And the rabbi said, but look at his white teeth. The rabbi was teaching a student that there's a lesson to be learned. Even in a dead carcass, you have to always train your eyes to see the good. Gemara tells us another story, similar theme. Shuv Pamahat. Hayu Olin Yerushalayim. Now that we're going up to Jerusalem. Kivan Shigia Laharat Sufim, they got to Mount Scopus. Kar'u Bigdehim. So they followed the halakha, they ripped their garments. Halakha says, you see Mount Scopus, you see the Churban Bet HaMikdash. He said, did you know the Aved Acher? You have to do that. That's halakha. Good. Kivan Shigiyu Laharabbayit, that's what we call it Bigdehim. Kivan Shigiyu Laharabbayit, when they got to the Harabbayit, Ra'u Shu'al Shiyatza Mibet Kodshi HaKodashim. They saw a fox that came out of the Kodesh Kodashim. Hithidu Hen Bochin V'Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek. And they started to cry. Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Amru lo, B'Pnei Ma Ata Mitzachek. Akiva, what are you laughing for? Amar lo, B'Pnei Ma Atem Bochim. Answer me, why are you crying? Amar lo, Amru lo. Makom shekatuba v'azara karev yumat. The holy place that says even if a stranger, if a non-Kohen goes into this area, he dies. V'achshav shu'alim elechubo. And now it becomes a foxhole. V'lo nipkeh, we shouldn't cry. Amalem nekach ani misachek. That's exactly why I am laughing. Diktiv, and he explains. It says, v'a'ida li edim ne'emanim. God says, I have Edim Nemanim, two witnesses. Et Uriah HaKohen, that's one prophet, Ved Zechariah ben Yebarchiyahu. So what I ask, V'chimayan Uriah et Zechariah. What do you mean you're putting these two prophets that lived in two different eras, one in the first Bet HaMikdash, one in the second Bet HaMikdash, how could they be two witnesses? What I ask, Uriah Mikdash Lishon. Uriah lived in the times of the first Bet HaMikdash. That's Uriah ben Shemayahu. Uzkariyahu ben Mikdash Sheni. And Zechariyahu lived in the second Bet HaMikdash. So what are you talking? God says, we have two Edim Ne'emanim, Uriah and Zechariyahu. So Gemara says, Ela Tala HaKatuv Nevuatot Shel Zechariyahu Ben Ba'ato Shel Uriah. Which means God made the nevuah of Zechariah dependent on the prophecy of Uriah. That just like the prophecy of Uriah, which was a bad prophecy, came true, so too the prophecy of Zechariah, which was a positive prophecy, is also going to come true. Why? Uriah ketiv. In Uriah it says, after the destruction, before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, what does it say? Ketiv lachen biglalchen Sion Sadet Harish. That Sion, Zion, is going to be plowed down and Yerushalayim is going to become a destruction. It's going to be like a forest. It's going to be totally destroyed. And Zechariah Ketiv, Od Yishvu Zekirim Uskenot Merchavot Yerushalayim. That there's going to come a time that what? There's going to be old people back in the streets of Yerushalayim. And the people are going to be walking and it's going to be filled with children and playing in the streets and all that. Who would have believed such a prophecy to come true? Until Uriah's prophecy came true, that he said that the Jerusalem was going to be destroyed and desolate and all that. I was scared that maybe the prophecy of Zechariah is not going to come true. עכשיו, שנתקיימה דבואתו של אוריה, but now that I see Uriah's prophecy came true, Yerushalayim is in total desolation and total destruction. וידוע שנבואתו של זכריה מתקיימת. So I know already that I can rest assured that if the bad prophecies came true, the good prophecies are going to come true again. Now, we need to analyze a few things before we finish the מסכת. יש לתמוה. וכי יסתפק רבי עקיבא חלילה תתקיימה נבואות הנחמות של הנביאים? רבי עקיבא has a doubt. Until I saw the bad prophecies come true, I was in doubt if the good prophecies are going to come true. But now that I see that the bad came true to the T, so now I'm confident the good is going to come true. Rabbi Akiva has a doubt if the Navi says something good is going to happen, he has a doubt. יש לפרש שנבואת הנחמה לא תתקיימה אלא לאחר שתקיימה פורענות שנבואו הנביאים עד תומם, which means the good prophecies are not going to come true until all the bad prophecies come true in completion. וכיוון של הרבי עקיבא, שכיוון התקיימה נבואתו של אוריה, when he saw that Uriah's prophecy came true, it's a fox coming out of the בית המקדש, הבין מזה that now already we're in the stage of Geula. Which he said, we cannot have the Geula until all the Tzar comes. So he says, that means we reach rock bottom. When you see this over here, that means you know that all the Puranut is behind us. And now you know Jerusalem is in such a desolation. Now we have something to look forward to that the Geula is able to come. So which means, Navayesh Mefarshim. Some say Shnevi Akiva Stapek Im Nevuatot Shechariah Mechuvir Limot Abayit Tashnu Chvan Itkayema. That's another Sefek. Maybe Zechariah, when he gave that prophecy, he was prophesying on the second temple that happened already. That maybe he said his prophecy after the destruction of the first temple. And he was saying, there's going to come a time when Jerusalem is going to be rebuilt. So Rabbi Akiva had a sefek. Maybe we're past that already. But when he saw, Uriah made his prophecy legabe Mikdash Rishon, but it didn't happen in Mikdash Rishon. Uriah's prophecy that was made in Mikdash Rishon didn't come true until Mikdash Sheni. So he said, now I'm excited. Because now I know Zechariah wasn't talking about Mikdash Sheni. He must be talking about Mikdash Shelishi. And therefore, that's what consoled him. That's why he got excited. Okay. Now, we need to understand also something else. Just like about our siyum that's imminent. Is there a significance in this Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the Shu'al coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, that he was happy? And why does the Gemara say Shu'al? Why not a dog? Why not a cat? The Gemara picks specifically a Shu'al. We have another Gemara that tells us a famous episode of Rabbi Akiva and the fox. At the time of the destruction of the second temple, so the Romans made a decree that you can't teach Torah in public. And Rabbi Akiva went and was makil kehilot, and he went and he taught many, many Torah in public, and he was giving shiurim. And they told him, Akiva, Papos ben Yehuda came to him and said, look what you're doing. You're risking your life over there. If you teach Torah, they're going to kill you. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to give you a mashal. What's the mashal? There was a fox. And the fox went to the river. And in the river, all the fish were swimming. And the fishermen were catching the fish. They were sticking their nets to catch the fish. So the fox tells the fish, listen, why don't you come on dry land and live with me, like your fathers did, in order to get saved. Because otherwise, if you stay where you are, you're going to get trapped up. So the fish tells the fox, "Uma bimkom hayutenu kach. If we're in danger in our natural habitat, shelo bimkom hayutenu al ad kama vekama, you think we're going to be safer out of our habitat on dry land? They call you the smartest one of the animals. You're tipish b'hayot. What kind of foolish thing are you saying over there?" Rabbi Akiva said, "You're telling me to stop teaching Torah. Torah is like oxygen. I'm like a fish, and the Torah is like water. So if when I'm teaching Torah, I'm in danger, you think if I stop teaching Torah, I'm going to be safer? That's like taking a fish and putting him on dry land, thinking that he's going to escape. It's only worse." That was the famous mashal of Rabbi Akiva, the famous mashal of the Shu'al, to teach us what? That even in the exile, even when it's difficult, that even when we have nisyonot, that even when things are very difficult, we have to remember the mashal of the Shu'al. That what? You still have to learn Torah. Now this doesn't only mean at the time of when the Goyim are persecuting us. That's a difficult time to study Torah. Well, we live in a time where they're not persecuting us, Baruch Hashem. However, there's another persecution that's taking place that's much more subtle, but much more dangerous. And that's the persecution of the Yetzer Hara. the world has become so degenerate in our generation, and there's so much yetzer hara, and there's so much temptation, and there's so much that's pulling us away from the study of Torah. Even though you'd say to yourself, we have freedom of religion. In our country, we could study Torah from morning to night. No one stops us. We have sfarim. We have a right to express ourselves in a religious manner. Nobody stops us. We even have tax exempt on our organizations. But what? The yetzirah has become so strong, and there's a magnetism pulling us away to the technology and to all the gadgets and all the materialism and all the physical behavior and all the gashmiyut. That already is weakening us. And therefore, there should be Gidolei Yisrael popping up from the yeshivot every single second, because we have so much Torah going on. But you see, the ta'avot are so strong, whether it's ta'avat ha'ma'achal, or ta'avat the gilu arayot, that's the rampant in the streets, and so on and so forth. So there's a persecution coming against us. It's a passive persecution. You don't feel it as if there's an enemy, but there's an enemy within. And therefore, you always have to remember in the times of the galut, the mashal, of the shu'al, of Rabbi Akiva, that what? You can't stop learning. Because if you think you're going to stop learning and you'll be okay, you're not going to be okay. If in learning, we're learning Torah, we still feel the dangers of the yetzer hara. Could you imagine someone that doesn't study Torah? If you don't study, you don't have a chance. So you shouldn't feel sad. We're studying Torah, we still have issues that we have to go. Fine, but we're much better off. Imagine if you didn't study Torah, then already you'd be lost. And that's what the Siman HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing the Talmidei HaChamim at the time of the destruction of the Mikdash. The Shu'al walked out of the Beit HaMikdash. God was giving a siman. Remember the mashal of the Shu'al of Rabbi Akiva. That the mashal of the Shu'al reminds you that under all the circumstances, whether it's physical persecution or materialistic persecution that we're going through, you still have to stick to the Torah and you have to study Torah. So Adrabah, when Rabbi Akiva saw the Shu'al, this was an inspiration to him. He said, Adrabah, I'm laughing that I see there's still hope. They were crying, the rabbis, because they said, how are we going to survive it? How are we going to make the galut over here? They saw already it's going to be a 2,000-year exile. And they said the Jewish people are not going to be able to hold on. It's going to be too long. The Jewish people are going to become stripped from their values. Ah, so what does Rabbi Akiva say? On the contrary, that's why I'm laughing. Because when I see the fox, I remember the mashal of the fox that says what? That bottom line, the fish, as long as they stay in the water, they have a chance to survive. So therefore, he says, "Lachen ani misachek." When he gave him that whole story, they told him, "Amru lo Akivani hamtanu, Akivani hamtanu." They said, "Akiva, you have consoled us. Akiva, you have consoled us." Hadran alak Elohen Elokin. On the Hadran, I'd like to say a word as well. This Hadran is very significant. Over the course of the past year, there have been many tzarot that have befallen upon the Jewish people. There have been many, many tragedies that have also befallen our nation. But there have been many children that have been killed this year, freak accidents that we can't imagine, in drownings and in baseball bats and balls and trucks running them over, and bad minan lo alechem. And every time you went to one of these events, all the events are brought up again. So this is not the first time it happened. This one happened, and this one happened, and this happened, and lo aleinu, we saw great tragedies of Ban Minan, from the tzaddikim, the most philanthropic people of the world, that lo aleinu velo alechem, they suffered tremendous tragedies in the worst type of accidents that we can't imagine. And every time something happened over the course of the year, we remembered all the malkut, all the makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. And every time something happened, all these other malkuyot are relived in our minds. So we say at the end, Hadran alach Elohen Elokin. This year, it was Hadran Alan. It came over and over, Elohen Elokin. The Malkut kept on repeating himself, Hadran Alan. But then we say, Uslika la masechet makot. Masechet Makot is finished. When we finish the Masechet Makot of the Talmud, Masechet Makot of life, the Makot are finished at the time of this over here. This Siyum is significant to us because it concludes the Anyar of the Makot. ומכאן הוא לבא לחושבנה הטבה. הדרן הלך אלו הן אלוקים, הוסיק עליו מסכת מכות. הדרן הלך אלו הן אלוקים, הוסיק עליו מסכת מכות. הדרן הלך אלו הן אלוקים, הוסיק עליו מסכת מכות. יירא סוהם לפניך אלו אלו אבותינו, שתהא תורתך אמנותינו בעולם הזה, ותהא עמנו לבא, חנינה בר פפא, רבי בר פפא, נחמן בר פפא, אחי בר פפא, אבא מורי בר פפא, רפרם בר פפא, רכיש בר פפא, סולחה בר פפא, עדה בר פפא, דרו בר פפא, הערב לנו אלו את רותך בפינו, ופירתם לכבד ישראל, ונקולנו אנחנו ששאנו ששאנו ושאנו מכבד ישראל, חנינה עוד ישמיך ומדודות התקה, מועמת החכמים סורתך, כבדם ילי, ילביתם מחוקך, למה לא יבוש, לעולם, לא ישכח פקודק יבם חייתנו, ברוך אתה אדוני, למדינו חוקך, אמן, 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 סלע ועד, מודים אנחנו לפחנו אלו רבותינו, שישמת כמשווה בית המדרש, ושתנו כמשווה קרנות, שאנו משכבים והם משכבים, אנו משכבים דברי תורה, והם משכבים דברים מטלים, אנו עמדים ומעמדים, אנו עמדים כמו שכר, ומעמדים אנו כמו שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, רצים לבי שחת, שלמה מתי, אלוהים תורידים לבי שחת, שלמים ומעלו יחשו ימיהם ואני מתחבק, ירצו בבגנוי, אלוהי כשם, שעזרתני לסיים מסכת, שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת מכות, כן, תעזרנו, להתחיל עם מסכתות וספרים אחרים לסיימם, ללמוד, למד, לשמור ולעשות, ולקיים בקודם את תורתך באהבה, וזכות, התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי החכמים יעמוד לנו, וזרענו שאותמו שתורה מפינו, פי זרענו וזה לזרענו עד עולם, תקיים בנו, בתהליכה תנחה אותך, שובכה תשמור עליך, וכשתותי תשיחה כביבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימינה, שמח עושר לכם, אדוני זמו ייתן, אדוני ברך את עמו בשלום, רבי חנניה מקשה אומר, עסק ברכות כל ישראל נפי